USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone vowed during a press conference outside a federal courthouse in Florida on Friday to fight the charges of witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements made by special counsel Robert Mueller. Stone also said,
"There is no circumstance whatsoever under which I will bear false witness against the president, nor will I make up lies to ease the pressure on myself."
The cold weather will continue to intensify in the Midwest and Northeast through the weekend and into next week. Forecasters in the Midwest and Northeast are saying afternoon highs will be in the teens and single digits. A polar vortex will keep daytime highs below zero from Fargo, North Dakota, all the way to Chicago. And the U.S. Post Office announced they're increasing the price of stamps from 50 to 55 cents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A new social media report reveals how fake news affected people during the presidential election. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Researchers writing in the journal Science examined the Twitter accounts of more than 16,000 users during the height of the 2016 election campaign. They found just 16 of them spread 80% of all the misinformation that was masquerading as news. Those who did were more likely to be over the age of 65 and politically conservative. The super sharers were active, sharing more than 300 bits of fake information each between August and December. The study reached conclusions that were similar to one released this month about misinformation spread by Facebook.
A teacher strike in Denver is on hold. That's according to Colorado union officials. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association voted this week to go on strike, but Denver Public Schools requested state intervention. Currently, they're working out the logistics regarding that intervention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people are preparing to do their taxes, what are we seeing, though, regarding some of these new laws? Paul Hoffman is a certified public accountant. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things like the loss of some real estate taxes and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.